on this episode of Pottages.
Looking at this wallpaper too much because, like, it kind of looks like Goemon has boobs.
I didn't see Elecmon. Hey, what up, buddy?
I need your password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
Pottages.
Welcome to Pottages, episode 008, Unknown Tri-Dentity.
Try Chapter 2, Determination, PV1.
Recorded January 16th, 2016.
Pottages is your critically nostalgic, analytical tour through the Digimon anime. I'm question mark, question mark, question mark. And I'm joined by dot, dot, dot.
I like it.
I like it. We should leave it like
leave
that.
Leave it like that. I'm the first dot.
I'm Peridot. Okay, for real though.
No, it makes sense.
We need to explain who we are to people who are maybe listening for the first time and they're just like, what is this stupid thing?
Why would they listen to a random episode about the second try episode?
Because it's supposed to be short. Andrew, just do it. I'm going to eat a 3DS.
Anyway, I'm Jeff.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Asher.
I'm Andrew.
You said that like it was a question.
I think we've introduced ourselves. Not really sure. I'm confused at this point. But we're here to talk about the first PV, maybe the only PV, but PV for the second try movie. And we'll have links in the show notes you can find to the YouTube video. It's all in Japanese. There is not a subtitled or translated version, but we also have links to a translation done by Great Blaster on Tumblr. So you can read along with that. But yeah, I mean, what were everyone's general initial impressions?
I am more convinced than ever that Joe is evil.
What? What? What?
Okay, putting that on the side burner, what did it do for our excitement levels for the next movie?
It just made me really, really confused. What is going on?
Yeah.
I'm kind of hyped for it. I'm kind of hyped for it.
It definitely raised my hype levels.
Well, everything raises your hype levels.
The movie one itself did not really raise my hype levels. At the end of it, I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch more. And then with Hoster, I was like, okay, I'm definitely watching more. And then this, I was like, oh God, I'm just so curious.
I guess I'm curious.
so strong about that. For sure.
I mean, it's just, it doesn't have the right balance of like, I understand what's going on and I'm excited to see where that goes versus like, I am so confused and that kind of deters from my hype from it because I kind of want to like understand a little bit of what's going on at this point.
Yeah.
Like right now, there's no context for some of the images seen in the PV.
Yeah. But I'm happy because it looks like it really is going to address some of what it brought up in the first movie. And
or that, didn't.
That pleases me.
Sure. Like it's not going to ignore the 02 kids anymore.
They better not be ignoring them at this point.
But I kind of really don't like when a trailer leaves you with the impression that, like, wait, they laid out so much of the plot, like, how much plot is left in the movie. And I like how this, you know, threw a bunch of things in there that were, like, basically threw a bunch of puzzle pieces and were like, wait, how are they going to fit together? That's really, it leaves the story up for question.
Yeah. I didn't like the very end because that just stresses me out.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I don't like media that stresses me out. Like, I'm having a hard time with other things that I'm watching right now. And I'm just like, stop!
Okay, so the first thing I noted was at 10 seconds... Well, we see Joe looking at his phone, and then we see Goemon dressed up with sunglasses on his phone.
They had a fun day at the beach.
Actually, it kind of reminds me of TK's 02 shirt.
Oh, yeah, like the color, the yellow, yeah.
Oh, that's true. It is that shirt, isn't it?
I mean, it raises some questions to me, like, why is Goemon, like, is that just his wallpaper, or, like, is he, like, does he miss Goemon, or, like...
Of course he misses Goemon!
Goemon, I mean, he's there, evil. He stabbed Goemon, and now is like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Okay. And also, what? I'm looking at this wallpaper too much because, like, it kind of looks like Goemon has boobs a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
there's even a little like cleavage in the shadowing.
I mean, like normal people, even if they don't, normal boobless people have chests. He's not a fish.
He's not a fish?
No.
He's a mammal.
He's like a seal.
Okay.
Or a sea lion or something.
He's a water creature.
He turns into a walrus.
Yeah.
Okay. Walruses are fish too.
And then he turns into a thing with a turtle shell.
He turns into the coolest ultimate is what he turns into.
Okay. He lives in the water. He's a fish to me.
Okay, Jeff.
I know it's not entirely true. Okay, so next thing I wanted to point out was, it's at 18 seconds, the shot of Ogremon fighting Leomon and Elecmon in the background.
I didn't see Elecmon. Hey, what up, buddy?
He has an egg. He's like, stop fighting.
It also appears to be Primary Village in flames in the background.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the star is frowning.
Oh, yeah, it is. Maybe because it's the star that got punched by One Punch Man in the One Punch Man opening. The little star at the top of Final Village thing is frowning. I picture they're normally smiling. Oh, boy. But, I mean, the first time I saw this when I watched the PV, I thought it was not necessarily new material. I thought this was, like, the scene we saw of Ty and Matt holding hands that was just re-rendered scene from the original.
It's kind of what I thought. Is that not true? Because it's on fire?
It can't be because the next shows their eyes.
Yeah, Ogremon has no pupils, and that suggests to me that he has been taken over by something.
I mean,
that was never the case with him before.
Right, I mean, I think it's definitely also based on plot details revealed before that, like, Ogremon is going to be showing up in Odaiba. Right. Yeah, but maybe the first time for this one, if it's the same one as the adventure, because that was a different one. But I don't know, I mean, I definitely have seen people saying, like, this exact scene happens in the movie, but this could just be a stylistic representation of what happened in Adventure, even though they were actually fought in Primary Village, I don't think, but...
I don't know.
Like, I would be surprised if Lekmon showed up in Odaiba as a thing, you know, like, but it could be that, like, Ogremon was on a rampage before appearing in Odaiba.
No, but I think this scene will be important. Like, it won't just be something they show, like, a flashback of, like, the Ty and Matt thing. Like, this is definitely a new scene.
I mean, I definitely agree that Ogremon versus Leomon is going to be an important thing. I'm less confident about this scene, the shot in particular.
Mm-hmm. No, but this is definitely not going to be a flashback. I mean, not, like, a flashback of adventure.
And so also, Ogremon's eyes are totally whited out, like he's possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, seeing the scene of them fighting, I was wishing like that Leomon was the only one corrupted and Ogremon was the one fighting against him, because we never really saw that.
No, I actually kind of like it because it's the opposite of what happened in Adventure.
No, but Ogremon, it's true, it is the opposite of what happened in Adventure, but like Ogremon never fought against Leomon to help him from his corruption, which is what I would have loved to see.
No, but he fought him.
Yeah, but I really want Ogremon, I want them to like have resolved their fighting, but then be like, I'm going to fight you because you're bad now. Which I guess is what's happening, where it's like...
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, but I want Leomon to be corrupted again, I guess.
Why? He already...
It's true.
Leomon's been through enough.
Is he gonna die again?
Probably.
Yeah, everyone's assuming that's gonna happen.
I mean, like, it's Leomon. What else is he gonna do? It's like Sean... What's his name? Sean Bean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Bean has survived before.
Sean Bean should play Leomon, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'd be weird to bring Leomon back, because this is one of those questions in Zero Two. I was like, wait, he definitely should have been reborn, but where is he? And it'd be weird for them to bring him back and then also kill him again, because that... Unless it's in a way that makes it clear he's not going to be reborn again. I don't know.
He was probably just taking his time.
Yeah, just chilling.
Chilling like a villain.
The next thing I wrote down was... Oh, crap. Okay. It's at 30 seconds? No, 29 seconds.
The Palmon image?
There's the Palmon image. I didn't really have much to say about that.
Yeah.
What do you have to say, Ash?
Kari image?
I was going to say the Kari image.
No, after the Kari image.
Okay, let's talk about the Kari image. So Kari and Mako, Hikari and Mako, whatever, are at the onsen, it looks like. And, I mean, the one thing I've seen pointed out about that is that Hikari has her Zero Two camera, which people are happy about. That's kind of cool, but whatever.
Why would she still be using that same
camera? Yeah, I was like, you don't keep a camera that long.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense in-universe. I guess technology moved slower back then. So what's the next thing?
Boobmon.
That's one name.
More like the return of Boobmon.
I'm just chilling at 30 seconds, and that's...
I didn't really like scrubbing back and forth, like, yo, the boobs do move way too much. It's not way too much. They move a lot. I don't want to... Anyway. So actually, this is an interaction I saw some people on Twitter, because I like search for Digimon sometimes, and there were a lot of people who saw the poster of Rosemon and, Rosemon and Vikemon, and actually thought it was Lilymon Zudomon, because it's been so long since they've seen Adventure and forgot kind of what they look like.
Well, I mean, they're just kind of like more complex versions of Lilymon and Zudomon.
Right, which kind of makes me wonder, like, if it loses some of that, like, to us, we're like, oh my god, finally the Ultimate, or the Mega is like, oh my god, it's so cool, but to some people who, like, haven't watched it recently, they're like, yeah, isn't that what we already saw? It's kind of weird.
Well, they'll watch the movie and be like, oh, hey!
Yeah.
I'm not worried about other people.
It's a good motto for life.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a good motto for someone going into my line of work, but sure.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. You know, certain level of uncaring.
Next thing, corrupted Imperial Digimon?
It's most likely a virus version of Imperial Digimon.
I missed like a ton of things when I watched this.
No, but I'm assuming this is the same thing with Metal Greymon from season 2.
When it had the dark spiral, so it changed, it looked like the virus version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird though, because like, the corruption we've seen, I guess we only saw like Kuwagamon and maybe Alphamon. Like, they didn't seem to be under any different color scheme. But I guess you're right, if it follows the trend of Metal Greymon, then it makes sense.
My only complaint is the color scheme. It's kind of odd. Like,
it's an improvement.
No.
Yes.
You guys had such like strong opinions on the color scheme of Digimon. I was just so confused. I was like,
I still do, and I think this is an improvement.
It's okay, Jeff. You're better off not understanding.
They need to dull the yellow in this one. I think it would look.
They need to make the red redder. Is what I would like.
There's red.
No. Moving on.
It's kind of a maroon color.
Yeah, I don't like that color.
I don't know. It looks garish with the yellow, but like that shade.
Okay. The next thing is Hakmon, who was in, this isn't just a shot of him. It's really no different than what we saw of him in the first movie, but at least there's a possibly a promise that he'll be in the second movie.
I want him as a pet. He is adorable. Give him to me.
A giant spike on his nose.
What?
So?
A giant spike. That would be so annoying.
Yeah, but he's cute. He has a cape. Like, what's going on here? Let me pet you.
Jeff, where is he from again?
He's the rookie form of Jessmon, the final Royal Knight. But like, what do you mean?
What did he first appear in? What media?
He first appeared in that, like, in a Adventure PSP.
Right.
And that, like, that poster for the 15th anniversary, where he was alongside the other Adventure Digimon for some reason. And, yeah, and then at 32 seconds, no one else is going to care about this, but Joe is at his desk, and there is, maybe this was in the movie and I just missed it, but there's calligraphy above his desk.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I don't know, that's like Dago's thing. Maybe that is a sign that he is reconnecting, or maybe that was just always there, and that's like, you know, that's just what high schoolers are supposed to do.
Well, Joe's always been sort of, like, traditional.
I'm assuming this is something, like, words to get him motivated.
Yeah, also, he's doing cram school, and that's a sort of, like, yeah.
Yeah, I can't really make out what character, I don't recognize his characters. Or the second one.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's like determination or something.
Determination. Work hard!
Well, it's definitely not determination because the movie title is determination. It's Kitsui. I recognize that, those characters, and those aren't the ones that are there. But it might be something similar meaning. Mm-hmm. And then Vikemon. Yeah, Vikemon looks cool.
Of course he does.
And so the big drop of the trailer, and what I think everyone has been talking about, is at 37 seconds, which is a long pan, which fades back to kind of obscure anything.
Unless you have Photoshop.
Right, so people have adjusted the contrast. And...
I did it too, I tried it.
Okay, so it's what seems to be the Digimon Emperor / Kaiser?
Mm-hmm.
A redesigned one.
Redesigned and possibly recast? So that's the big speculation I've seen in fandom circles is it Ken or is it Tai Chi or is it, I forget what they call him.
It's Joe.
Osamu?
Osamu or / Sam or is it Joe?
But he's dead.
It's definitely not Joe. Joe doesn't have that much hair.
I think Ashley's the only one who said it's Joe.
No, somebody else in the Slack was like, I thought for a hot second it was Joe. Pretty sure that happened.
Joe does not have that much hair.
It looks like Ken. I don't understand.
I'm reserving judgment. I think it might be Sam.
So we'll have a link in the show notes to the adjusted contrast one. We can make that more and more detail. But I want to find that so we can actually look at it, all of us now. Because there are a lot of details that line up with Tai Chi, surprisingly so.
There are, but I think it might just be a stylistic thing.
Right. It might just be that the character designs are similar because
Hair.
So yeah, it's like the goggles look a lot like they're shaped the same as Tai Chi's goggles. The hair is shaped like Tai Chi's hair. But yeah, like that could just be the character design details.
But yeah, it curves a lot like Tai's than...
Oh my god. It's Ken. Okay, let's just go.
I thought it was Joe, and I was like, actually, no. Stop. Drop it.
Well, I personally think it's an alternate universe Tai where stuff happens.
All right, we all have a different opinion. We will all find out in March.
Yeah, I think the alternate universe... unless certainly the alternate universe Tai Chi, but like alternate universe anything, I'm intrigued by.
I mean, if we have an evil Imperial Dramon, it makes sense that it would be Ken.
Wait, but where's Davis? Where's Daisuke?
Maybe it's evil Daisuke!
Like, everybody's trying to hype this up more because they obscure it, I think. But they're not obscuring it because, like, it doesn't look like Ken. Like, Ken has goggles and has spiky hair when he's the Digimon Emperor.
Yeah, but Ken's hair is spikier.
In the old animation.
So there's a lot to remain to be seen. I like how there are these arguments and everyone has evidence and everyone has reasons to believe things. And yeah. We all just kind of have to, we can all fight as much as we want, but like, I don't know.
Alternate reality where Tai loses Sora in the Edamon arc.
Mm.
It's Mimi.
I'd be down.
I thought you said it. I thought it was Willis.
I really want it to be Willis. That'd be hilarious.
maybe each movie has go to a different alternate reality where a different character becomes a Digimon Emperor in that reality. And that's...
Well, it kind of ties in. My theory kind of ties in with the other part of this PV.
So I guess we should get to that. The thing it's kind of like an after. It's like an epilogue to Little PV because it's not. It's according to the text on screen and stuff. It's not about.
It's basically. Oh, hey, here's the PV for episode 2.
And by the way,
there's more. Episode
3. Yeah.
And we're going to make this as vague as hell.
I'm not okay with this.
It's at a minute and 10 seconds, and they show Patamon on screen. There's no dialogue. There's Patamon on screen, and then text that says, Sayonara, TK.
Well, Takeru.
Okay, sorry. I translated Takeru and not Sayonara.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
So, it's like a whole other can of worms, and...
Alternate reality where Patamon didn't come back.
But why would he be saying goodbye?
Because he can.
Whatever. This stresses me out. I'm not okay with this.
I also wonder if it's a red herring or misdirection, because it's like, you know, it's just text on screen. I mean, it is going by the, like, silent movie, I don't know, the cues. Like, it definitely strongly implies that...
cards.
Well, it's definitely implying that that Patamon's the one saying those words, but what if it's not Patamon saying those words? You know? Could be someone else.
I think it's Patamon saying the words, but we'll find out what it actually means in whenever this one comes out. When is this one supposed to come out?
I think they just said summer.
Summer, all right.
Which, hopefully it's 4 months again, so it's July.
All right.
But, I mean, I really find that interesting strategy to be like, you're pumped for movie 2, but by the way, on the horizon, you're going to be even more, maybe you're not excited, I guess you're more anxious than excited, but...
I am super anxious about this one.
I actually thought, like, I thought you'd be excited for it because it's like, the theme of TK's, Takeru's anger about that was one of your favorite parts of Zero 2, and it seems like...
It is one of my favorite parts, but I don't want Patamon to leave TK.
Again.
Again.
Which we know can't be permanent either, so it's just going to be like retrying... If he's going to retry the same thing as Adventure, where like he leaves and then comes back as an egg, like...
I will punch somebody if that happens.
Because of emotional trauma or because of retreading plot?
Both.
Well, you also have to keep in mind the name of the third...
Right, which is Confession, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, we haven't touched
maybe
the
they will finally talk about TK's problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's TK coming to grips with himself.
That would be really nice, but Patamon should still stay. Is my
I'm pretty sure this is just a... I'm most likely thinking this is just a dream.
Oh, that would be bull. I hate that.
I mean, Patamon seems really happy if he's saying sayonara. That's what really throws me.
What if he's... This is a thought I had. Like, what if it's not a matter of, like, him dying? It's a matter of him, like, entering some kind of permanent evolution to one of the new Mega Ultimate Stages.
I would also not be okay with that.
It's just Seraphilon, right?
Yeah, I think...
That's what they decided on?
I mean, like, yeah, I think there's no ambiguity about that, but the Holy Dramon... Wait, that's not the right one, right? Magna Dramon?
Ooh, what if Patamon becomes evil?
Yeah, and they have to wait smiling. Goodbye, TK. I'm gonna murder you.
Bye, TK! Nobody liked you anyway.
This pose where he's just smiling and waving is really cute, though. Should we touch on the translation? Because, we didn't really talk about that much. The translation of the dialogue.
Well, the dialogue's really vague.
Yeah, it's really vague.
I don't know. To me, it weakens the argument of alternate universes, though, because it seems to try to be implying that it's, like, whatever is happening is a result of what they did before.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, the first thought I had was maybe it's trending towards, like, the consequences of these fights is leading to a situation where they have to reset things in order to, like, things get so bad. But then, it also seems to be talking about, like, dealing with consequences and stuff, and, like, resetting timelines is kind of the ultimate cop-out for that.
Yeah, that's my only real thought on that.
And Koshiro's line of, like, even if you think that what you did was for the best, the result is still what you see before you. And it's like, okay, that's, like, a really kind of, like, not deep, but it's, like, a really strong, emotional, very heavy line. And then it also says, you have a self-centered side to you, Mimi-san. Like, what? Like, that seems like a casual, like, oh, Mimi, you're so selfish. Like, I don't know how to interpret this.
I don't know.
And I like the like, brief, apparently there's an exchange between Daigo and Maki, but then it seems to be, like, it goes Daigo, Maki, Daigo, Joe, Yamato? Like, what?
I think it's just them screaming out random lines.
Random lines picked out, yeah.
But, I mean, it definitely goes, like, it seems like Daigo and Maki are, like, call and response. Like, what do you think?
Well, that might be, but it might not be.
Yeah, but then I think, like, Yamato screaming, you coward, is just like, Yamato, like, get a new line at this point. Like, you're so boring. You bore me.
Like, I don't think he's talking to Joe. I think probably he's still talking to Tai.
Yeah, that seems like a...
Exactly,
a
clear... but that's why it's boring.
Yeah.
That's like it seems like a total red herring. Like, just put it after Joe, and then it'll make it seem like he's yelling at Joe, and then...
Matt has yelled enough at Joe in his life.
Yeah.
Of course, Matt has also yelled at Tai quite a lot, but...
I also really like Daigo just, like, speculating on whether the kids are... I mean, I don't know who they is in this, but, like, Daigo's saying, do you think they're happy or unhappy? Like, I don't know. I kind of assume the worst of this organization. Like, oh, they're trying to, like, do evil things. But, like, they're just, like, looking out for their well-being. And, like, are they emotionally healthy right now? You know, like, that's kind of cool. You should see where that goes. Okay, so any final impressions about this PV?
It's a pretty good PV.
But I'm looking at the... image of the Digimon Kaiser on with the Wills thread, and the color scheme of the outfit, even though it's the color scheme, kind of reminds me of the Imperial Digimon.
The thing is, like, people talk about the color scheme, like, I've heard people talk about the color scheme too, about, like, the rim of the glasses is yellow, so it's definitely Ken, not Tai Chi, but, like, the color's been adjusted to get a better image. Like, I don't think the the hues are really intact.
Well, yeah, it's a very stylized image because their background is red anyway, so who knows what the real colors are, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's both. So it's like the initial thing is stylized, and then people have put it through lots of filters to get it to be more contrasted. So, like, yeah, I have no idea what it's actually going to look like.
No, but, like, look at the two side by side, and it's just like...
The Imperial one?
It still looks like Ken.
Yeah, that's like his old color scheme anyway. I actually really hope it's not Ken. Like, not just because, like, he's already been the Digimon Emperor. Come on, guys.
And he got over it anyway.
Yeah, I want it to be Sam.
Maybe it's an entirely new character.
Maybe it's Mako. She does have enough hair for it to be put up like that.
I think she has too much hair for that.
What if it's a Digimon?
If it's Ken, just like, you know, he's corrupted and then kind of he returns his own... proclivities? Is that even the right word?
It's a word. I'm not sure how to pronounce it because I've never heard anyone actually try to pronounce it out loud because nobody's that pretentious in real life.
Is there a better synonym? Like his own, his old hangout.
His old tendencies?
Tendencies, yeah. Persona? Yeah, yeah. That he might drift into that just like...
His old bad habits?
Yeah. Makes him sound like a biker gang person or something.
That would have been cool. Alternate universe.
Do people have things to plug? I have too many things to plug.
Why do we do this on such a small... episode?
Well, I mean, we can keep the recommendation short.
All right, I've been playing Etrian Odyssey 3. It's great.
Is that old or new?
Old.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say about why it's great?
It's Etrian Odyssey.
I thought you were running out of battery. Let's go.
Okay. Someone else go because I have too many choices.
Everybody watch the anime Erased.
Oh, really?
I've heard that's good. Oh, all right.
Because actually, you watched it this morning, right?
So. Yes. Very emotionally upsetting, no.
Why is everything so stressful?
Yes, I've also seen it. It's really good. I'm kind of surprised because we haven't talked about it since you watched it. I'm surprised to hear it's a recommendation. That's cool.
I don't know what else my recommendation would be except to watch the Dimension W opening over and over again, like me.
So yeah, one of the reasons that I have so many possible suggestions is it's a new anime season, and so there are a lot of new things. Andrew, I was guessing that you might pick something from the new anime season, but I wasn't sure.
I was just going to mention that I might be making a new podcast.
Oh, yeah, is it coming soon?
Maybe.
So big.
Well, it's kind of hard when 3/4 of the hosts are college students.
Hmm. What is this new podcast about? Can you tell us anything other than its format?
Well, it is another Digimon podcast, which is a complete lie because it isn't.
That is such trolling.
No, but it's just we're gonna cover like the first 4 episodes of like lesser known anime and then kind of do what we do here in Podigious, just not as in depth.
Are you doing, when we talked about it before, are you doing the like gachapon theming?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay, so keep an eye out for that, I guess.
Yeah, but for the first episode, it's going to be an introduction episode. Mm. And I don't think we're going to cover anything.
Do you have a name yet?
Yeah, Podkatsu.
Cool.
Katsu as in katsudo, not katsu as in the food.
Yeah, it was like chicken katsu? What is katsudo? I'm looking at, wait, like action?
Katsudo is like action or activities.
Hmm. Also, like, conjugation. Katsuyo.
What?
Like, conjugating verbs.
Whatever, Jeffrey. What do you want to plug?
Okay. I have... Okay.
Okay. You took a race out of the equation.
So, okay. You took a race out of the equation. I will just very briefly mention the other anime that I'm watching this season, which is Dimension W, which we briefly mentioned before. I'm not sure if it's actually going to be good, but it seems like it might be promising.
That's
but it
has an awesome opening.
It has a good opening, good opening song, with like lots of fan service. It's kind of icky. And Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash. I had no idea that that's going to be good. But, like, I was kind of hooked into it, but it's not for everyone. And the thing I actually... Oh, yeah. And it's also the short Oji-san and Marshmallow, which...
No!
that's not my main recognition. I'm just saying I'm watching that.
Strange.
It's very strange, but it might. But it's cute, a bizarre kind of humor.
No,
it's cute in a weird way that I don't really approve of.
It's not cute.
And but the thing I'm actually recommending is Sekko Boys, which
no!
is which is a. You should just watch it. I mean, I do have to describe it.
Chef, I can't believe you.
So yes, Sekko Boys is a idol show about a boy band, idol group.
It's a short anime.
Yes, yeah, short. It's only 7 minutes. You should watch it. No other important description to provide. Yes, the hook is that they are statues. Bus.
And their manager is a former art student.
Who wanted to get away from statues. Yes, but they're not like statues that move or anime. I think it's literally just statues.
They literally took pictures of the statues.
You should not watch this.
You should watch it. It's
no.
It's the most weird random anime thing I've seen.
Not even close, but it's up there.
Let us know what you thought about this episode in our comments at podigious.com/t1.1. We also have detailed notes on the site about all the characters, images, and references we make, so check those out if you're curious about anything we mentioned.
Podigious is made possible with support from our awesome Patreon, Amanda, Andre Lelouch, David Gao, Joe, Jack Sant. You make fun of the way I say this.
It's really because I don't know how to.
Okay. Kailani, Sam Krieger, and Stephen Padamon.
I think it's like a Sant, I'm not sure about, but you pronounce the Jack like it's Jacques because of it.
I don't know.
If you want to become a Patreon and support the show, you can join Patreon Party, our private Slack chat group, for $1 a month. You can get monthly stickers for $5 a month, and you can get early episodes for $10 a month. We also have a lot more rewards and goals, so check out patreon.com/podigious. I will never pronounce Patreon and Patreon with the same vowels. It's just never happening.
Fine. Follow Podigious on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with the Digimons and get funny images and GIFs related to the show. If you don't like how I pronounce that, then become a Patreon to vote on how we have to pronounce GIF You can find me on dot, dot, dot.
Not again, Andrew.
Ask everyone else.
I'm definitely Jeff on Twitter.
I'm AshMcGee00 on Twitter.
I'm AsherDashery at Tumblr.
And I'm a Phantom Cellist F at Tumblr. You can also find links to all our social media accounts at Podigious.com.
Our calendar artwork is by the awesome Mary Cagle. Check out her webcomics Let's Speak English and Kiwi Blitz, and she's also Cube Watermelon on Tumblr and Twitter, where she posts lots of other cool drawings and fan art pieces.
Share the podcast with your friends who are anxiously awaiting the next Try movie. And if your friends aren't anxiously awaiting for the next Try movie, they're probably corrupted by demiurge.
Next time on Podigious, we're going back to Tamers. That's also what we said last time, so don't trust everything you hear on the internet. Bye.
Bye.
And remember, never stop digivolving. Anyway, I'm Jeff.
I'm Asher.
No.
We did it in sync.
Oh.
Because we're the same person.
Yeah.
Also, Daigo's the best. And I don't think I mentioned on the podcast, but I've taken up calligraphy since last episode not because of him. Partially inspired.
Such a fool. Kind
of also inspired by Barakamon a little bit. But I know.
By what?
Such a weeaboo.
Barakamon. It's an anime and also manga that is really good.
Okay. All right.
It's set on a like rural island where they have weird dialect. So a lot of the titles, like Barakamon, is a like weird dialect kind of thing. That's why it sounds a little weird for Japanese. Also sounds like Barak as a Digimon. Barakamon. But.
So does Doraemon.
That's true, yeah. At least I preceded Digimon.
Podigious is made possible with support from our awesome Patreon, Amanda. Yeah.
I know, that's a tricky name. It's pretty rare.
Shut up!